Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Good morning. It is 7:32. You are listening to 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It is Friday, March 15th. Firefighters in Hutchinson have been battling a large building fire that started late last night at a church near Sherman and Poplar in Hutchinson. Crews fighting the blaze throughout the overnight hours and are still on the scene this morning. That fire is at the Foundation of Life Ministries Church in Hutchinson. Strong winds caused a lot of damage on Wednesday in Pratt County. Firefighters battled a hay bale fire that ignited late Wednesday evening, burning a total of 500 bales of hay. The first lawsuits have been filed in a sweeping college admissions cheating scandal.
Two Stanford University students who say they were denied a fair chance to get into other universities are the first of what could be a wave of lawsuits filed against Yale, USC, Georgetown, and other schools, wrapped up in an admissions cheating scandal.
So many kids were bribing their way in.
While the rest of us just have to, like, kind of play by the rules.
Reaction echoing across campuses nationwide on the alleged scheme of bribing college coaches and facilitating cheating, in part, on college entrance exams, so wealthy parents could guarantee their children's acceptance to the top universities. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Recent rains causing rivers in Kansas to rise. In Reno County, a flood warning issued for Cow Creek. Adam Weishar with Reno County Management tells KSN News a number of roads in the area closed because of the high waters.
Just don't drive around any of the barricades. It is illegal. We have sheriff's deputies that do actively enforce that. So be sure you're not driving around the barricades, not entering any of the floodwaters for any reason.
The flooding isn't as bad as it was back in October, but the roads will stay closed throughout the weekend. Tragedy striking a California horse racing venue again. The death of another thoroughbred.
A 3-year-old filly named Princess Lily B has become the 22nd horse to suffer catastrophic injuries during Santa Anita Park's winter meet. According to the horse's owner, the thoroughbred broke both front legs at the end of a workout on the main track at the famed Southern California racetrack. Now, this comes 3 days after Santa Anita had reopened its main track for limited workouts, while officials monitored the service for any irregularities that may have contributed to the deaths of 22 horses since December 26th. Workouts going forward are being conducted under new training protocols, including having two veterinarians observing each horse going to and from the track. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Yesterday was 314, Pi Day, March 14th. Boy, the mathletes were busy.
Most people know the first few digits of pi is 3.14, but after that, it gets a little bit foggy. Well, not for Emma Haruka Iwao. She works for Google, and along with her team, has set a new Guinness World Record for calculating the most ever pi decimal places. Iwao and her team used over 24 machines over 121 days, came up with 31.4 trillion decimal places for pi. The Washington Post reports this process needed 170 terabytes to complete. John Saucier, Fox News.
Yay. It is 7:36 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Let's take a look at that weather forecast heading into the weekend. Meteorologist Dan Holliday. Hello, Dan.
Good morning. With a mostly clear and cold start to the day, mostly sunny and breezy this afternoon, our high 49. It'll be clear tonight, our low near 30, and as high pressure builds in for the weekend, plenty of sunshine tomorrow, Saturday's high 60, 58 on Sunday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Currently in Wichita, we have a breeze out of the northwest. It is 33 degrees. We're on our way to a high today of 49. KNSS News Time is 7:36. Our correspondent on the scene is Steve McIntosh, and he is live at the 44th Annual Blarney Breakfast at Old Chicago in East Wichita. Top of the morning, Steve.
At top of the morning, Ted, we have these celebrity coffee pourers going around for tips. They're being matched by Sean Tarbell from Davis Moore this morning. If you can put a buck in there, he's going to match it for you. I saw Fire Chief Tammy Snow a few minutes ago. She's doing that, celebrity coffee pouring. And also our friend Charlie Davidson from Wichita Police Department also working that this morning. You know, this thing goes on every year, and it couldn't be done probably without all the volunteers and the folks from Chi Epsilon Sorority. And Margaret Chook is with us this morning. Margaret, how many years have you been doing this?
I hate to admit it, but it's been 40 years. It's my 40th, yeah. And it's 44 for the Blarney.
All right. So what do you want to tell folks about this breakfast? Tell us, what do you want to tell the folks out there?
I tell you, this is the most fun, the craziest morning, and people have just got to get out here. We don't have a line right now, and but we've got the Irish dancers, the bagpipers. We've just got so much going on, and, of course, it's for such a wonderful cause for Rainbows United.
All right. Thank you, Margaret. We're at Old Chicago at Kellogg and Rock Road. I'm behind the bar. A gentleman asked me a while ago if I could make a Bloody Mary, and I really don't know how. Let me just lean over the counter here. How's the chow this morning?
Wonderful.
Don't talk with your mouth full. That's not... Yeah, we got some great people out here, and it's time to be here because we're going on until 9:30 this morning, Ted, which means you got time to come out and take charge or take part in this. And again, it's a great fundraiser for Rainbows United, and we're just happy to be here again for the 44th annual, Ted.
You got to get out from behind the bar. That probably violates Old Chicago's liquor license or something.
It probably does. I did wash my hands before I came back.
Oh, okay. Well, you're in good shape then.
Sounds like the Irish dancers are still jumping up and down with their hands at their sides. Well, it's fun to watch, and we got bagpipers. Everybody's wearing the green this morning, and we're just having a great time at Old Chicago for the 44th annual Blarney Breakfast.
Those dancers must be full of energy.
They are. They're all about 13, 14 years old.
They're all youngsters. Well, of course, yeah.
Young dancers, yeah.
It sounds like the crowd is great.
Well, it is a good crowd, and we got a little lull in the action right now, but there are some. I see some empty seats, so, you know, this is the time to drive by at Old Chicago at Kellogg and Rock Road and come in and get yourself a ticket and get in here. We'd love to see you this morning. I just looking at this plate in front of me, Ted. You've got you got some hash browned Irish hash brown potatoes. You got the golden scrambled eggs. You've got a big stack of warm pancakes with syrup all over them. Is that making you hungry a little bit?
I just about got up and left and came over.
And you're there, and if you're lucky, somebody will give you a donut today, maybe.
Well, I'm not holding my breath, but we'll see. It just sounds like you guys are having a great time. And have any other celebrities showed up? That any other names of note?
Well, we've been waiting for Sierra Scott.
Oh.
But she hasn't shown up. It's apparently she's going to make a very large entrance a little bit later on. We got to Jay Prater, the world's largest TV weatherman, is here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But other than that, I'm looking around. I don't see a lot of celebrities right now. But, of course, I'm here, and some of our good friends from Intercom Radio are here. Don Hall is here, and Barb is with him, and we got Royce from Power. We got everybody here from Intercom Radio. Oh, the noise stopped for a minute there. How about that? What's going on? Anyway, you got time to come on down. We're going to be here till 9:30.
Well, like you said, if there's an empty chair or two, this will be a good time for folks to drop in, get there.
It sure is. Kellogg and Rock Road, 44th annual original Blarney Breakfast.
And, of course, this is a huge fundraiser. We all know that.
Rainbows United, these kids that have some special needs, and this is a way for you to help them out and have a good time. What could be better than helping somebody who needs help and yet having just a great time doing it? It's the only sacrifice is for you to come out here and do this because they need your help, and we're always proud and happy to be here and help out with Rainbows United with the Blarney Breakfast. It's a great, great thing.
Yep, we sure are. They help so many families and over the years, and it's a great honor to be part of this. Hey, Steve, I'll let you get back to it. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, thank you.
That is Steve McIntosh live at Old Chicago East at the 44th Annual Blarney Breakfast this morning. We'll check in with Steve again shortly and see what's going on there. It is 7:41 with Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS on this Blarney Breakfast morning at KNSS.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact.
Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.